SBS Radio.
Nagbabalik po si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino. Ate mo, kukumustahin ngayon ang ating mga kaibigan dyan sa South Australia. Isa nating kababayan na nagpadala ng katanungan sa ating kamakailan lamang. Nais malaman ni Mary Rose kung mayroon bang samahan ng mga Filipino students sa Adelaide dahil siya ay bago pa lamang at nais magkaroon ng mga bagong kaibigan. Mary Rose, isang grupo ang aming nakilala at nakapanayam na makakasagot ng iyong katanungan.
At ngayong linggo, makakasama po natin ang founder and current president ng Adelaide University Filipino Club, si Jan Lawrence Noya. Magandang araw sa iyo, Jan.
Magandang araw din po sa inyo.
Oh, salamat sa iyong panahon at ako, gusto naming malaman, paano ba nagsimula ang inyong grupo? Ano bang naging inspirasyon para maitayo ito o mabuo ito?
So, nagumpisa kami sa, in fact, as a Filipina night sa University of Adelaide. There's few volunteers and I realized na maraming dumating to come and to experience the culture and the tradition. So, after I think 2 weeks, we decided alongside my my current vice president Josephine that we will start a club, and on that as well, you know, we started discussing what we really wanted as a club. So, you know, in Adelaide there was a lack of Filipino restaurants, so there was a lot of people actually wanting and asking us, why is there no Filipino restaurants? Why is there no Filipino cuisine? Why is there no real representation of Filipino culture within Adelaide community? So, we started looking on options. How do we help represent Filipino culture and tradition, especially Filipino cuisine?
At habang iniisip nyo kung paano ito mabubuo, I'm sure nasa isipan nyo rin kung ano nga ba ang magiging layunin ng inyong grupo. Ano bang goals or ano bang mission ng inyong grupo?
Sir, may mga objectives kami that we've set up. So the first objective is like it's like a mutual benefit relationship between domestic students and international students. So you know how domestic students, they usually grow up here in Australia. So they've gotten used to the Australian life, but usually their identity is very linked with Filipino culture and tradition. So we thought that if we could mix the domestic students and international students, they could learn, swap the ideas and culture. You know, the domestic students could help international students get used to the whole Australian way, Australian living standards, and domestic students learning and reigniting that like and love for that Filipino tradition that they've been missing out. The second objection was to create opportunities for employment and volunteering wise for both domestic students and international. So we wanted to link businesses, the local Filipino businesses here in Adelaide, to help in international students, particularly na makakuha ng employment. That's one of the goals as well.
So you're building a network. Syempre open to sa yun yung susunod kong tanong eh. Sino ba yung maaring maging miyembro nito? Is it limited to Filipino students or kasi nabasa ko din na pwede rin. Gusto nyo rin maging miyembro sana yung kahit hindi Pilipino, pwede rin magsali sa grupo nyo. Tama ba?
Yes, of course. So the primary target is the domestic Filipino students and international students. Then we also accept Filipino staff that at the moment na nagtatrabaho sa Uni Adelaide. We also have we also opened it up to other Filipino students in UniSA and even Flinders. We also accepted non-Filipinos. Now, that with the non-Filipinos, it's very important that they are willing to learn Filipino traditions and Filipino values as well, and cuisine. You know, they want to try new, interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of our community members, our mm-hmm. event manager, is actually Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. But she's very, very into Filipino culture, and that's very important for us as the club, because mm-hmm. like I said, we want to represent Filipino tradition and culture, mm-hmm. and if we could get it out there through other ethnics, mm-hmm. that would be our goal.
Mm-hmm. At buod sa mga nabanggit mo, ano na ba yung mga ibang benepisyo pag naging miyembro ng inyong grupo?
So like I said, really helping out to break down yung mga limitations and barriers for some international students. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that they have a network mm-hmm. na pupuntahan. Mm-hmm. They have a support kind of mechanism that na meron silang makakausap or fun as well. We want to have fun. We want to do Filipino events that is very relevant to mm-hmm. Filipino culture. Mm-hmm. I guess other benefits. I mean, making new friends as well.
Mm-hmm. Nakikita-kita ba kayo? Meron ba kayong mga meetups or like activities that you do?
Yes. So this year, like I said, it's a very new club. So at the end of the year, we're actually holding a Filipino karaoke night.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
We're still working on that. Mm-hmm. Then next year, we intend to have the Filipino Barrio Fiesta, which is going to be our biggest event, and mm-hmm. we're intending to have a lot of Filipino cuisine and food in there. That's our intention, and hopefully we could get traditional folk performances. Mm-hmm. So Tinikling, Carinosa, we currently are working mm-hmm. and we'll be contacting many different associations here in South Australia mm-hmm. that actually do performances, and also would like there's so many people that want to provide help for the club to grow, because mm-hmm. I feel like the university could really help spread and represent that culture. We also are looking on holding fundraisings mm-hmm. next year. So mm-hmm. with the fundraisings, we're looking on actually doing Filipino street foods like mm-hmm. banana queues, halo-halo, and so we could broaden that Filipino cuisine again. Yeah, and we actually this year have collaborated with University of Adelaide Entrepreneur Club. So they will be holding a entrepreneurship networking event, and I'm hoping that many Filipino will take advantage of that and meet fellow entrepreneurs as well.
Mm-hmm. At para naman sa mga kababayan natin sa South Australia, dyan sa Adelaide, ng mga estudyante lalo na hindi pa bahagi ng inyong grupo, paano ba kayo makakontakt or paano ba kayo maabot?
So they could contact us through Facebook is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Our Facebook page is just Adelaide University Filipino Club AUFC. Mm-hmm. My personal phone number will be there as well for them to contact. They could also message us
mm-hmm.
through Facebook. We are hoping that we could get like Instagram as well in the next few days
mm-hmm.
so that we could be contacted through Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm.
They could email us. Our email is filipino@clubs.au.org.au and they could definitely email us from there, and my secretary will definitely be answering that immediately.
Maraming salamat dyan for your time at sa ating mga kaibigan sa Adelaide University Filipino Club.
That's right, thank you.
Maraming salamat sa ating mga kaibigan dyan po sa Adelaide. At sana ay marami pang mga grupo na katulad ng Adelaide University Filipino Club ang magtaguyod ng kulturang Pilipino dito sa Australia. May nais ba kayong ibahagi o itanong sa amin? Mag-iwan lamang ng komento sa aming Facebook page, SBS Filipino. Hanggang sa susunod, ako si Papa Dan. Maraming salamat po.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.